Hi, this is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and I am Chip Brim, filling in for Mom, who is in Israel. And we have been talking about the how-tos of love and how important love is. I'd like to start off this telecast by saying I'd like for you to repeat after me. I am well on my way to becoming who I already am. You know, the love of God's been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, so it's already there. Whether you are operating in love or not, it's been shed abroad in your heart, so we are well on our way of walking in love because it's already there. I'm well on my way to becoming the champion who I already am. God's already done everything He needs to do and has done, and Jesus has too, and glory to God, I'm well on my way to becoming who I already am, and I'm well on my way of walking in love so my faith can work, and love never fails, And sometimes as ministers and preachers, we all know the importance of love because your faith doesn't work without it. But sometimes we don't teach it really good because we'll just say walk in love. And that love is so broad. If you go to 1 Corinthians and the Amplified, which I charge everybody to do that, you'll find out the many intricate details of love. It's not jealous or conceited or rude or touchy or it endures, it's patient, it's never envious. And so there's all these different areas. Well, you may have four or five of those right, but you might have one of them a little bit out of sync. And just like if I was going to coach a baseball hitter and he had his hands right and his balance was right and his feet were right, but his hip was out. And then I focused on that hip. Well, all of a sudden, he's going to start hitting the ball better. He's going to start getting doubles, triples, and home runs because we focused on that part. And that's what I want to try to get you to do. Focus on those. What is that part of love or two or three parts of love? Because once you get that down and you train in it, you're going to succeed. You're going to go from singles to doubles. Some of you hadn't even been hitting singles. You've been fouling off. You hadn't even got on base yet. And you're wondering, where's God at? Well, let's work on that hip. Let's work on the hands, whatever it is. But get to 1 Corinthians 13. Get that list down. Write it down. Put it in front of you. If you're mature enough that you and your spouse can talk about it and say, what areas do you think I need to work on? Maybe you're not there yet. Maybe that might, you know, go into a full-blown fight, but who knows? But anyway, we need to work in the how-tos of love and get that down because love is so important. And I don't know about anybody else out there, but we're living in the last days, and I believe God has saved the best for last. I just heard that not too long ago, and I'm so thankful for it. But I think that there's a lot of things that God wants to tell us that He's not been able to tell us, and I found it scripturally. There was a time where Mom was at a church, a really big, well-known church, and they were singing a song. And the song was called, I Am a Friend of God. Well, I think we all want to be a friend of God, and that's a great song. And Mom said it was a great song, but she went up there. She was led by the Holy Spirit, and she stopped the song. And she said, listen, it's great to be a friend of God. It's scriptural to be a friend of God. God wants us to be His friend. But she said, singing the song doesn't make you a friend of God. It's conditional. So she said, turn to John 15. So I have John 15 here, and she read this, and it's all in red, and it's Jesus. And He said, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Well, now He's talking about love. Now, we've been talking about the importance of love. We get love down, we're going to start hitting doubles, triples, and home runs. And so He says, as I have loved you. Well, Jesus, how did you love us? Well, He's getting ready to tell us in the next verse. Greater love hath no man than this. Than what? Than a man lay down his life for his friends. That's the greatest love a man can have. You know, I thought of, I have a daughter and she's 17 years old, and growing up being a boy and playing sports and going to school, you know, we just went on our way. Somebody would say something, you know, sticks or stones or whatever. We just go on and no big deal. But girls are a little bit different, and I'm finding out that there can be some mean girls, you know. You know, there's a lot of cliques out there, and if you don't do this, you're not their friend, and it's all about it because the girls want to be friends and have friends. And so I was reading this, and I shared it with my daughter about, well, let's see what Jesus says about being a friend. And He says, well, there's greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Well, if I asked everybody out there who's listening today, how many of you guys have friends? You'll think of a list right now. You're seeing people right now. Okay. Well, now, let's see what Jesus says. Okay, now, that list you just see and all those people that are your friends, how many would you die for? you'll take a gun to the head right now for? Well, that list might shorten, you know, real quick. But I automatically think of family, you know, and there's some that I would die for, you know. I'd absolutely, no matter if harm's way, whatever. And so now the Lord said, now there's some true friends right there. And now if anybody was qualified to say that, it's him, because he died for us. So he was qualified to say this, right? And then the next verse he says this, "Ye are my friends, comma, if." Now here it comes. The word if is conditional. Now, he's already proven, don't get me wrong here, he's already proven he's our friend because he did it. But you're going to have to do something conditional to prove that you're his friend. Now, what are you going to die off to? He's not telling you to go kill yourself. He's saying, what's some things that can die off that you seek me first, that are getting in front of me or your friend? We're friends here. And I think of the thing I think about true, good friends, you know what I think about? I think about they'll confide in each other. They'll tell each other secrets. They'll tell things to their friends they won't even tell their family. I can tell you because you're my best friend. I'm going to tell you this secret. Well, I don't know about you, but I want Jesus telling me and talking to me because we are good friends. Now, he says, you're my friends if you do what I commanded you to do. What is it? Walk in love. Now, we've been talking about how important love is, so we need to get all these little touchy and hip and all this thing down. Now, henceforth, I call you not servants. Now, here's another area. Watch this. Guys, being a servant of God is good, and I'm not preaching against it. I think he called Moses his servant. He called David his servant. Having a servant's heart is great, and it's needed, and we should have it. But I am here to tell you that there is a higher level than servant to God, and it's called friends. Now watch what he says here about it. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends. For all things, somebody say all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Unto who? His friends. See, listen, servants don't know what the master doeth. Boy, they've got a good heart and they want to please the master. But he said, that's all good and I'm so thrilled you do that. But you know what? Come up here to the friends. Because I want to tell some secrets. I want to tell you some mysteries. I want to tell you some end time stuff. I want to show you the plan that you're supposed to be on. I want to direct your steps. I want to, your ministry that you've been asking, I want to tell you about it. I want to talk to you about it. But that's not just to everybody. That's to his friends. That was a conditional thing he's talking to here. Because now, if you stay in that servant only, you're going to be serving the rest of your life and you're never going to be hearing and getting all these little great things that God has. It's time to go to a higher level, people. And don't leave out servanthood, but add in and go to the next level with friends. You have not chosen me, he says, but I have chosen you, and I have ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit. Who's going to bring forth fruit? His friends. And that your fruit shall remain. That whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he's going to give it to you. Who? His friends. But a lot of people said, man, I haven't seen this fruit, and it's really haven't been remaining, and I've asked God some things, and it's not really happened. Wait a minute. Are you a friend of God? The question is not, is he your friend? He is. He died for you. Are you his? So what are you not dying off to? Well, is it the touchy part? Is it the love part? Is it the enduring part? What is it? And then the very last thing he says is, these things I command you, that you love one another. Listen, if you want to be my friend, love one another. And if you're my friend, there's some great benefits to it. Your fruit's going to remain. It's going to be there and it's going to remain. And plus, you're my friend. I'm going to confide in you. We're going to tell some secrets and mysteries and last days and reason why you're here. And we're going to speedily get this thing done. Oh, I can just rub my hands right now and go, yeah, that's what I want. Well, we all should want that. So let's go from the, and remain with the servant attitude, but let's step it up to the friends level. And let's get this love walk thing down. because it never fails. You're nothing without it, and your faith can't work without it. So I'm charging you, I'm coaching you, go to 1 Corinthians 13 Amplified. Write down all the intricate details of love. It's inside you already because it's been shed abroad by the Holy Ghost. What are you weak in? There's going to be some of those things in there you're going to be pretty good at. You're going to be good at them. I'm already good in those things. But whatever it is that you're weak at, focus on that. Put it on some cards. Meditate on it. Put it in front of your eyes and just start training in that area. And then you're going to be dying off to some things, and God's going to say, you're my friend. That's my friend. You're doing it for me. Thank you. Now, here's some things I want to tell you. Here comes your fruit. Glory to God. These are all great things. Amen. Thank you for joining us today and listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you would like more information about Billy Brim Ministries or about my ministry, which is called Champions for Christ, that's what the number four, you can log on to www.billybrim.org. That's BillyBrim.org or www.championsforchrist. That's Champions, champions with an S, the number four, and Christ.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And if you have teenagers or young people in your family or church that needs to be fired up for the Lord, make sure they get to our Champions for Christ Youth Rally this summer, July 25th through the 29th, and pre-register. Call us. We have myself, Billy Brim, Steve Munns, Jeremy Pearson, 7 meetings with awesome word, music, drama, 4 nights lodging, all meals paid for. We go to Silver Dollar City, Whitewater, Dixie Stampede. We have a talent show, dance, party, rally, t-shirts, and more. Man, and you can also go onto iTunes if you want to and subscribe to the podcast if you're kind of into that. But we're so thankful that you joined us today, and hopefully you got something out of this. And let's get this love walk thing down, because I don't know about you, I want to be a friend. I don't want to just be a servant, and thank God I am. I want to be his friend, and I'm going to do what he commands us to do. And I'm ready and for the fruit, and I am ready for all of the secrets and things that he has to tell his friends. I'm so fascinated by that when we read that this is what he wants to do to his friends. And he clearly says, if you do what I commanded you to do. Well, what was that? Love one another. Yet if without love, you're nothing. And so, you know, I was raised with a mama who walk in love. And we wanted to talk about somebody, we couldn't even talk about it. She'd stop us and she'd pick it up and say, what you're about to say, is it going to glorify God? Oh, mama, no, probably not. Well, then let's just pray for them, because we're not getting out of love. Because without love, you are nothing. Thank you for joining us. Pick us up tomorrow at this time. And this is Chip Brim saying for Mom and Prayer Mountain, Shalom.